You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? This your man, Tony Wiggins, here with another edition of Locked On Jaguars. Today's show is brought to you by RockAuto.com. At RockAuto.com, you can get all the great parts and accessories for any make and model of vehicle you have and save some money. Go to RockAuto.com and visit them. Let them know Locked On sent you by putting Locked On in that box. When they ask you, how did you hear about us? I want to, since it's a little bit of the offseason, I want to go over some stuff that we normally do during the offseason, and that is we watch a lot of the draft stuff. We look at a lot of the scouting services, and we allow the scouting services and even our own eyes sometimes to make the opinions and give us the, and shape our opinions or give us the feeling of, hey, man, who do we need to get and what do we need to do and what do the team needs to do? And sometimes we actually get lost in the fact that the teams have their own scouting departments and they have their own work to do. And they do that with extra knowledge. And the extra knowledge that those teams have is, and it's particularly with the Jaguars, since it's a Locked On Jaguars podcast, the extra knowledge that they have is they have a better assessment of who they are and what they have already in the locker room than anyone who's given an assessment of what they need to do. They also know exactly what it is that they want better than anyone else knows what they want, because they know what they're trying to do better than anyone else. So there's going to be some times when teams start building the club that we are in automatic disagreement. And really, sometimes when you think about it, should we really be in that much of a disagreement? Because, well, we're not privy to anything about, we're not privy to most of the stuff that they know about themselves, especially with a new regime like Urban Meyer and the crew this year. And I'm saying all of this because of this. I think what happens is we get so used to the pre-draft buildup and the big boards from every other site and all of these places and all of these things. And people tell us exactly what they think the Jaguars are going to do. And you have all of these boards up and you have this and yada, yada, yada. Now, when your team is picking late, this is going to make what I'm about to say even more crazy when you think about it. In order for your team that, say, picks 25th like the Jaguars did this year, you would actually have to know what everybody in front of them is going to do before you can determine what you think they might do. And you also have to understand that all of those boards that you use have to be correct. And all of those boards that you use are not one of the 32 boards that were actually used by the team. So I call it the land of make-believe. And I'm not trashing anybody that does this for a living, because I actually do it myself. And I come up with my own opinions, and it's fun and it's very necessary. And it's something that we all think we're pretty good at. And so I'm not knocking that. Don't think that that's what I'm knocking. But what I am making this about is like, once the team does what they're going to do, is how we're harder and we criticize the team more than we were hard on or criticize the people who made all the big boards who didn't have the information. And when I say the information, I'm not talking about the general information about the players they're evaluating. I'm talking about the general information about the teams and the intricate knowledge of what those teams think about themselves and what they think about where they're going with what they already have. This is the player development aspect. This is the part of, you don't know who they like. Now, you might have an opinion about a player, but you don't know what the team's opinion is of the player, because they're not telling you, frankly. I've been around this a long time. You can try to just take knowledge of or pick and choose about what you think someone knows about an incumbent player based on what they say. But truly, if a team is really doing what they're supposed to do, you're not supposed to absolutely know everything about how they feel about their ball club. They're supposed to be a little bit too transparent, because if they're not, if you're spot on about how they feel about their ball club, then you need to hope that you have somebody else running your team. No one should know everything about the club except the people in the building, period. We can guess, but no one should know. And something else, and this is where I think the Jaguars are at an advantage. What do they know about those players that are going to get picked? And here's where I drop this on you. I know we're a little late in the first segment for me to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Them knowing the history, the medical history of two specific players, I think shaped this entire draft. Those two players are Walker Little and Andre Sisco. I'm going to talk about those two guys today in separate segments and the importance that they're going to have on this draft and how this draft is going to be viewed and how they're going to impact this team. Because I honestly believe that the previous relationship and the previous recruiting of these players and then having an understanding of their medical history and the emphasis that Urban Meyer has put on sports performance and the emphasis that Urban Meyer has put on that side and the training side of things allowed him to determine that what he was going to get out of those guys once he got them in the building and in this program, he was very, very comfortable knowing that it was going to be the best case scenario, high side of their ability, as opposed to you never know what you're going to get from a guy who's coming off an injury. And that's what this is all about. This is trying to tie in Urban Meyer's love and big time emphasis on training and sports performance and recovery and treatment and the knowledge of the players that he had based on the relationships that coaches on his staff had because they had just come from college. And then knowing where those guys were in their injury, in their recovery and what the protocol was for their training and their recovery from their injuries. And having the confidence that once you blended what you know and what their situation is and your emphasis on sports recovery and training, that you're going to be able to get, because with injured players, you never know, but that he's confident that he's going to get the high side of both of those guys' potential. And the potential was that if those guys had not been hurt, if Sisco hadn't gotten hurt last year, he was going to be a first-round pick. And if Walker Little had not opted out, he would have been able to come back and prove that he was over his ACL injury, and he would have been a first-round pick. So essentially, in the mind of Urban Meyer, he may feel like he got four first-round picks this year with this talent. The pre-draft people weren't going to draft those guys that high because, one, hadn't played after coming out. He opted out after being injured the year before, and another guy got hurt. So obviously, as a prospect, you're not going to rank them that high. But this is why you're glad that you have a scout department and a coach that don't let those guys pick their players for them, and you should be too. So my point is if those guys don't pick the play, you shouldn't allow those guys or the pre-draft boards or the big boards and the draft sites to shape your opinion as to how they actually did and what type of impact is going to have on this football team. Bingo, you got it. We went around a mulberry bush, but we finally got it. We finally got it all out, and I'm finally telling you why I decided to take this route today. Because while I understand that, I understand the process. I love it. I love it just like everybody else. It just should not then be, it should not be, what do they call it? I was just teaching in school. I had a master sheet. It should not be what I use to come back and now grade the Jaguars draft. What should be used to whether I grade the Jaguars draft is how this turns out. And what I should use to base on, what I should base how I think this is going to turn out is what the Jaguars were thinking and what their thinking went into and the position they're going to put the guys into, not someone else's master sheet of what they thought these guys were supposed to be. I'm going to tell you more about this. We're going to talk a little bit about Andre Sisco. I'm going to do Sisco first, and I'm going to tell you why I think it's so important, and we'll do that in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. Got to tell you about BetOnline, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. And boy, does it look good right now, because the NBA finals are fast approaching and these teams are going back and forth. And this is like the NCAA tournament is what it's like. And you can catch that and baseball season while it is in full swing and get all the latest news, odds, and info on everything about those sports and even more, even the UFC and even some golf. Before the next pitch or tip-off, head to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as your teams prep for their runs to and through the playoffs. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline is your online sportsbook experts. It's where I put my mind and money together and get paid, and it's where you ought to do the same. BetOnline.ag, and the promo code is Locked On. I want to tell y'all about what I think is the ultimate team building exercise for you and your family, especially right now. Even your family and friends, man, people are getting out and about again. And folks need to come together and do some team building. That's right, and you can do that at Prototype Escape Games. It's over on Beach Boulevard and St. John's Bluff, right on the corner. And they have all sorts of escape rooms. They have this one in particular. It's called the Locker Room, and it's very, very cool. Because on the Locker Room, man, you have to basically find out who's trying to move your team, which is the Duval Panthers. They're trying to take them out not only of Jacksonville, but they're trying to take them out of the country. And you can figure out how all of the information is being leaked out. The only thing is you and your crew have about 60 minutes to get it done before you get caught. You can't get put in a slammer, man. You got to figure this out in order to save the team. It's a great team building exercise. They have great rooms, one of the biggest rooms of all of these escape game companies here in Jacksonville is at prototypejax.com. That's right. If you go to prototypejax.com and use the promo code Tony, you'll get 10% off of your entire booking. That's right. 10% off of your entire booking at prototypejax.com. It is absolutely something fun to do for you and your family, especially to those kids. Outsmart your kids too, man, because they think they know everything. You can have a great, great time. It's great for birthdays. It's great for holidays. It's just great for team building. It's great for offices. Guys, you need to get to know each other. It's great for barbershops. It's great for beauty salons. Go break into a room. Don't break out of one. You can do it at prototypejax.com. The promo code Tony to get 10% off of your booking. All right, man, rolling along here on a Tuesday here in the third week of June. It's just a little downtime, man. I saw around the league. But first of all, Jaguar fans, be very grateful that with this downtime, your guys aren't the ones hitting the police blotter. First day, man. Yesterday, it was like every time I turned it on, there was some stories going on around the league. I'm like, wow, guys getting arrested. We don't need that here in Jacksonville. We don't need that here in Jacksonville. By the way, shout out to Carl Nassib for his announcement yesterday. He's been living with something that he's been holding back. Carl Nassib announced that he's a gay man playing in the NFL. And I think we're to the point now where he won't have any issues and he'll be treated equally with the same fairness that everyone else will. I think that's where we're going. So I want to send a shout out to Carl Nassib for that. And hopefully, you know, we can all act like adults and everyone could be treated the way they're supposed to be. But in any event, I'm glad that the police blotter stuff hasn't affected anyone in Jacksonville. I think it's really something that would shock me if it does happen, because there's so much enthusiasm and there's so much want to and family type atmosphere. And by the way, I'm going to mention this too. Remember Gus with all of the stuff and they were doing, you know, all of the, everyone kumbaya, loving each other. So everybody made this big deal about how close the team was, and it was like a family, and they were playing ping pong and guys were playing cards in the locker room and all of these things and going to the movies. I'm not knocking it, but how everyone thought that be nice to everybody mentality had to happen for everyone to, you know, be close. No, you know what? Make everybody work hard. make everybody work hard, treat them good, tell them you're going to give them the best of the best. Morale is high. Morale is super, super high. And of course, with mandatory minicamp, everyone saw that. So, no, you can grind on guys and you can push them and you can put competition in the room. And guess what? You're still going to get that same thing because people want to win. They want to get paid, but they also want to win. They don't want to be embarrassed. So part of that winning is getting good players in the draft. And what we were talking about in segment one was how the Jaguars staff, I think at this point, at least up to this point, you don't have to applaud them because it's yet you've yet to see any results on the field. But it is something that we can explain that we at least have an understanding of what it is that they were trying to accomplish. They actually may have gotten four guys that are first-round caliber players. And if you include Tyson in that, the cornerback that they took out of Georgia, they may have gotten five guys that they value. Because I remember on draft night, Urban Meyer was talking about, do we take the running back or the defensive back here? Most people assumed when he said that he was talking about a safety, maybe Trevon Merriga, but obviously he was talking about Tyson Campbell because that's who he chose. There weren't any defensive backs, I don't think, chosen between 25 and 33. And if they were, they probably weren't the guys Urban was talking about. So they did take Tyson Campbell. They may feel that they got five guys that had top 32 value. Here's where I'm going to go with Andre Sisco. I like what I see of him on tape. He's different from anything that they have. He's a guy that I believe can play in deeper space than everyone. It's not perfect. He's not perfect because we love to look at a guy or see what a guy's weaknesses are and talk about this as a weakness or how he has to do this in order to. Of course, they all come into the league. Believe it or not, the beloved Trevor Lawrence has things that he has to do in order to get better. And there's nothing wrong with pointing it out. It's just that using it as a disqualifier for a guy not being picked at a certain spot is usually kind of weird to me since everyone has to have things that they have to get better at. But Andre Sisco on a lot of draft boards, and I'm going to use the draft boards as an example of reference, some people had him as the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th pick. I know Draft Network had him very high in the preseason. And he was playing well, and then he got hurt. And rightfully so, you can't ignore injuries. You have to actually acknowledge the fact that guys getting hurt changes things a little bit. But by the same token, going back to Urban Meyer and his crew and the way they feel about strength and conditioning and performance and them having knowledge of him, Chris Ash in particular recruited him, having a deep knowledge of him as a player, and then actually knowing the doctors that performed his surgery and understanding where he was in his rehab during the time of COVID because there weren't a lot of visits. Everything was done virtually. Having all of that information really, really does help when you think of what kind of program you're putting a guy into. And remember, one of the guys that, you know, interviewed here that everyone wanted that I told him I didn't think he was qualified was Lewis Riddick. But one of the things Lewis Riddick always says about rookies in draft, talent is one thing. What you do with them, the program you put them in, when you get them, is another thing. And sometimes you don't see proper player development, and that's why guys don't pan out. So picking the players half the battle, putting them in the right situation and doing the things that you need to do is the other half. And that's why I think Andre Sisco is perfect for the Jacksonville Jaguars. He's perfect for Urban Meyer. They know him. I think he has tremendous ability and athleticism and quickness to a safety group that includes Rashawn Jenkins already. Guys that can really, really tackle in the open field, guys that are sudden, guys that play with quickness. I think it's a home run, especially if he gets into the strength and conditioning program, he rehabs 100%, and he's ready to go by training camp. And I think they're going to have him on pace. So kudos to them for seeing that and not being stuck in the moment and drafting him based on and getting him based on where he was at on draft night, as opposed to worrying about where he's going to be in September. And I think that's what Jacksonville did. Jacksonville knew where he was pre-injury, didn't act like on draft night they had to play a game the next day, and understood that in their conditioning program where he was going to be in September, October, and then in 22 and 23. That's how you do it. Aren't you glad that that's how they do it, as opposed to picking a player that maybe on draft night was better or healthier, but then again, down the road isn't going to be as good as this guy is? Because that's what it's about, right? It's not, you don't have to pick your team on draft night based on who's going to play tomorrow. You have to pick your team on draft night based on who's going to have the better career. And I think that's what Jacksonville was able to do. I'm going to talk about my man Walker Little. We're going to call him Walker Big. That's what he is. Ain't nothing little about him. The things I heard and even the things that I saw about Walker Little makes me ecstatic that the Jaguars took the approach that they did with him as well on draft night. We're going to talk Walker Little, left tackle, his impact, and what I believe that impact will be. And we'll do that here in the third and final segment on Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about Built Bar and their wonderful, wonderful, wonderful protein bar. Built Bar has the best protein bar on the market now, and you know what? It's the best tasting protein bar ever. I had one last night, and I'm waiting like a kid. I'm going to have my Built Bar today. I'm eating correctly, so I want to make sure that I don't treat myself too early. I want to save something for last, the way you do dessert, because they have 9 great flavors. They're all covered in chocolate all over the place, and I'm basically going to devour the salted caramel Built Bar today. And you can do the same thing by going to BuiltBar.com and entering the promo code LOCKED15. And what that does is get you 15% off of your order of Built Bars. Man, they are absolutely outstanding. They're packed with protein, low carbs, low sugars, and low calories. So you don't have to worry about that waistline expanding while you enjoy the great taste of Built Bars. The promo code is LOCKED15. You go to BuiltBar.com, and you can even follow along on Twitter @bar_built for all the latest news about possible special edition Built Bars to go with the 9 that they make. It's Built Bar at BuiltBar.com, promo code LOCKED15. RockAuto.com is the best place for you to buy your auto parts and accessories on any make or any model of vehicle that you can imagine. And it's easy. It's not like getting in your car, driving to a chain store, and standing there answering a bunch of questions that you don't know the answers to. With RockAuto.com, you just simply hop on your laptop or your mobile device, and you start inserting information, and boom, your parts can be ordered and sent to your door. And guess what? You're going to save some money. In fact, you're going to save the same type of money that a professional does. If you're a do-it-yourselfer or you're just getting it for somebody else to do it for you, don't fret on the prices, man, because RockAuto.com is going to save you some money. And you don't have to go to more than one place because they have any and everything you want for any and every vehicle. They've been doing it for over 2 decades, man. It's a family-owned business. And they know, you know, how to get it done. I'm a witness. They take care of me, and they'll take care of you, too. Now, when you go to RockAuto.com, they have a box that says, "How did you hear about us?" Make sure you put Locked On in that box so they know we sent you. It's rockauto.com for all your vehicle needs. Any parts, any accessory that you need for anything is at rockauto.com. All right, man, rolling along here on a Tuesday. You guys know, man, that Peter Bukowski runs the Locked On Today podcast, which is every single day, Monday through Friday, where he gives you the top stories from around the world of sports and breaks it down to you and gives it to you fast and furious for about 20 straight minutes. And man, I'm telling you, he covers everything, and he uses local experts to make sure you get it right. So that's Peter Bukowski on the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcast, make sure you subscribe. Walker Little, we were talking about the Jaguars and their using the draft picks on guys that had some injuries, but prior to those injuries, at some stage of their career, were considered guys who were going to go in the first round. And why that meshes so well with their sports performance and training emphasis, where they doubled their staff in the offseason, They probably feel like they do more research and put more emphasis on that area than any other ball club. And it could benefit them based on what they've done in the draft, because in the draft what they did is they took some guys that had some injuries. Adding the fact that they actually knew a lot about these kids when they were younger because of the recruiting process, this is where the Jaguars, to me, had a third-tier advantage, a three-tier advantage. One was that they got guys who had a lot of talent who just on draft night weren't ready to go, in a lot of people's opinion. At least in Andre Sisco. With Walker Little, he was probably able to go and do some working out. But this is where the benefit of not actually having all of these workouts the way you have in the past sort of may have hurt Walker Little's status, but it helped the Jaguars be able to get him. Because I think if people had seen what we saw on the field here for minicamp and rookie minicamp and OTAs and mandatories, Walker Little would have flown off that board. Walker Little's a huge. There ain't nothing little about Walker Little. Not only is he big, he's super athletic, and as soon as you see him, you understand why he was a five-star recruit. He's a 330-pound man who isn't fat. He's 6'7", and he moves, man. He gets it. And he looks like the type of dude that could develop into a franchise left tackle. Now, one of the things that we know is that he was recruited by everybody coming out of high school, including Ohio State when Urban was there. The other thing is he was recruited by Charlie Strong at Texas. I saw a cool tweet that when Charlie Strong was removed as coach at Texas and was back at South Florida coaching, I saw a cool tweet where Charlie DM'd Walker's family when Walker was playing for Stanford and got hurt and hurt himself. Charlie, as the South Florida coach, DM'd them to express his well wishes for them and that Walker recovering and getting his health together. One, that's classy as hell by Charlie Strong, who's now the Jaguars assistant defensive head coach. But it also shows you what he thought about him. And it gives you an idea of how close he was to the kid and how close he was to the family and what an impact that, you know, that relationship, what sort of impact Walker Little had on Charlie, that Charlie thought he was a good player. And I bet you any amount of money that when they came to look at draft picks, Charlie Strong was one of those dudes to look at Urban Meyer and say, you need to get Walker Little. He can play. There's not a lot of tape because he opted out last year and he was injured the year before. But obviously he's had all of that time to work out again. And I know working out and playing football are two different things, but this is where you have to trust yourself long term if you're the Jaguars, when you're going to put him in your strength and conditioning and your program and all of those things that you talk about, how you emphasize them more than anyone else. This is it. You get a chance to show off now, because if you get him up to snuff, and I think he's going to play some this year, and I think he's going to push people this year. I am a firm believer that at the end of this year, they're going to be very, very satisfied that he's going to be their franchise left tackle moving forward. And he's going to be to the Jaguars what Terron Armstead was to New Orleans. And that is a guy you found in the second round that's going to play for you for 10, 12 years. If that is the case, then the Jaguars literally, along with what I said about Andre Sisco, use their prowess in the sports performance department, combined it with their knowledge that who these guys were because they had just recruited them. And they basically would end up, along with ETN and along with Trevor Lawrence, they basically would end up with 4 first-round picks, and if you include Tyson Campbell, 5. Guys with that type of ability. As of this point, it doesn't even matter where guys were picked anymore. As of this point, it's about what they look like on the field, and Walker Little looks like a guy that won't make you miss the fact that they didn't use the 25th overall pick on one of those other tackles at all. Which now makes ETN house money when he's running up and down the field scoring touchdowns after taking screen passes. Now you're happy about it, if you weren't before. So now take the draft board and all of the value boards and take all of that stuff out of the window and just take it and bottle it up and throw it away. Because if the optimism in my voice can make you feel like these things are going to come true for Jacksonville with these five players, it doesn't matter where they were picked. It doesn't matter. That's not our grade sheet. That's all of that stuff that we learn pre-draft or we think we know, it comes from a place where that really doesn't matter because those guys and us, none of us have jobs. The only people that have jobs are the guys that make picks. And the only thing that really matters is what happens when they get on the football field. All right, man, this is the Locked On Jaguars podcast today. I will be here with you again two more times this week as we get into the offseason and get through the offseason together. We're going to bring some more content. But until then, man, you guys enjoy this nice Florida weather and take care of yourself. Until next time, Tony Wiggins.